The lead prosecutors in the Freddie Gray case defended their investigation today. It was the first time they spoke to reporters since Circuit Judge Barry Williams lifted a gag order he imposed at the beginning of the trials. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports.
When State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby announced charges against the six officers last year, she claimed her office had conducted an independent investigation with the help of the city sheriff's office. Defense lawyers have claimed there was no such thing, and Major Samuel Cogan with the sheriff's office said recently in an affidavit he was not involved in the investigation whatsoever. Chief Deputy State's Attorney Michael Schatzo said this afternoon, yes, there was.
We have investigators on our staff who went out and gathered information.
Deputy State's Attorney Janice Bledsoe said their investigators were in Sandtown shortly after Gray was hospitalized.
And then they continued, even when the task force was put in place, to assist the police in getting business videos and identifying CCTV camera videos.
Gray died from injuries suffered in the back of a police van. Five of the six officers are now suing Mosby. Kenneth Burns from the State's Attorney's Office downtown for 88.1 WYPR.